The country's biggest private employer announced last week that it's offering a new way for its employees to budget and manage expenses. Walmart is partnering with startups Even and PayActive to offer financial management apps for free. These tools will connect to employees' checking accounts and tell them how much they have left to spend after bills and savings.
And let's say an unexpected expense occurs, the employee can access their wages before payday. And so will this solve some financial headaches for low-wage workers, or is it ignoring some potentially bigger issues? Joining us now to talk about that is Todd Baker, a senior fellow at Harvard Kennedy School and a consultant in the world of financial technology. Todd, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
What is this intended to solve? For my co-host and I, we were thinking about the payday loan industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, this is intended to provide a good alternative to payday loan borrowing, auto title borrowing, even bank overdrafts for low-income working people who are struggling to make ends meet and handle volatility in their income and expenses on a weekly and monthly basis.
Let me admit publicly on the air to a little bit of skepticism about this. Are there potential pitfalls here?
This particular solution is not particularly risky because the Even and PayActive applications, fintech applications that Walmart is putting into place, really don't create the prospect that a low-income working person at Walmart can get into debt trouble. Because basically, there's two parts to what they're doing. The first is to provide financial guidance and a structure around the various obligations that the employee has to fulfill. So rent, car payments, all those things are separated out and put while the employee still could access them, it's intended to essentially bucket out the various key expenses that they have so that the critical expenses are paid. And the second part is this advance of earned income. So, you know, today, because we have a two-week pay cycle in most cases, you know, a week into that pay cycle, you've already earned half of your salary for that period. And what this application that Walmart's providing will do will allow you to get a couple hundred dollars of that to deal with unexpected expenses or unexpected drops in income. And it's free to the employee because Walmart's subsidizing the situation, and it's always repaid from the next paycheck. So the prospect that payday loans creates, which is that you get into a cycle of debt, just can't be done here.
So, Todd, I have two questions for you. One, you mentioned that Walmart is subsidizing this, so someone might say, well, why doesn't Walmart then just increase wages?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, we have to understand that Walmart, it's the largest private employer in the country. You know, I don't know, about 1.5 million employees. And, you know, what it's trying to do is do things that involve raising wages that will help employees manage their finances. And so, yes, of course, they could always raise wages by a couple of bucks an hour, and that would have a significant impact on people's lives. But they're trying to do this within the competitive dynamic that they feel they live in, which is the prevailing wage in the areas where they do business. So the I think you're right in saying this is essentially a Band-Aid on a much bigger problem, which is the whole problem of income distribution in this country that I think some of your prior folks have talked about. And this won't solve that at all. But what it will do is on a micro level, it will reduce financial stress for employees because they will have the ability to get a couple hundred dollars without getting involved in a debt trap. And they will be in a better position to manage their day-to-day finances through the mobile app that works there. But will it solve the problem of income inequality in this country, or will it make any significant change there? No. It will help Walmart, too, because less financially stressed employees are more likely to stick around and work for longer periods. So it essentially reduces the turnover cost to Walmart, which is about $5,000 an employee every time an employee leaves.
So you mentioned that this app would also allow employees to access their wages before the actual check is cut.
Right.
Doesn't that then put somebody in sort of the payday loan trap without dealing with the payday loan interest?
Yeah, so in theory, no, because the loan is always paid off from the next paycheck. So it's not possible to borrow past the due date, your actual payment date. It does, of course, reduce the amount that you get at the end of the two-week cycle because you've already taken half of it or some amount of it before. But what the studies show is that the flexibility that that creates for employees is valued highly by them, and there has not been any indication that it puts people in a situation where they have to go out and borrow from third parties, i.e. payday lenders, and get themselves in the possibility of a debt trap, because the nature of payday loans is they either have to be paid off in full or renewed, and people renew them for a very high cost over many months, and that is how the cost of a payday loan gets to be so stupendously large. This alternative doesn't have that potential.
Todd Baker, senior fellow at Harvard Kennedy School and a consultant in the world of financial technology. Todd, thanks for the insights.
Thank you.